السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. والصلاة والسلام على سيدي ومولاي الإمام أبي عبد الله الحسين، السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك، عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة، أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه، بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه، بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه، يسأل أيان يوم القيامة. Enlighten your hearts and your sessions with loud salawat for Muhammad and Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
I swear by the day of resurrection, and I swear by the blaming soul. If you note, the verse begins with La. La is an indication of negation. But here in the Arabic literature also it means an emphatic expression. So God is telling us that I does swear. Definitely, indeed, I swear by the Day of Judgment. And definitely I swear by the blaming soul. When it is used as an oath, it becomes an emphatic expression. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. What is the blaming soul? The soul has been mentioned in the Quran in different descriptions and different capacities. One time the Holy Quran mentions النفس الأمارة وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي. نفس الأمارة is the soul that commands people to corruption and evil. الأمارة بالسوء, always whispering to us, whispering in our ears to go into the wrong direction, to disobey, to revolt against your society, against your family, against the justice, the truth. And we have a daily encounter, or rather an hourly encounter, with this soul, al-ammara bis-su, the soul that commands us to commit evil. Then after that we have النفس اللوامة. نفس اللوامة is the reproaching soul, the blaming one. God has created this device inside us that when you go into the wrong direction, there is a device and a system, an early warning system that keeps reminding you, keeps telling you, and sometimes reproaching you, chastising you, sometimes threatening you. نفس اللوامة, that you did something wrong and you must fix it. You broke a relationship, you broke a covenant, you broke a promise, you violated these rules, divine rules. So you have to go and fix it. Have you seen in your vehicles, when something goes wrong, you have a red light, a warning. There's something wrong. So you have to go and fix it. God says this red light is called النفس اللوام, blaming soul, that comes to you and tells you, oh Mustafa, oh Muhammad, oh Ali, oh Hassan, oh Jabir, you did something wrong today. You said something wrong today. And sometimes we don't listen. Sometimes we have this red light, we see it, but we don't care about it. So it keeps telling us, reminding us, chasing us. If we don't fix it, this soul would not give up on us. It would continue warning us, criticizing us. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, he murdered many innocent people just because they loved Ali ibn Abi Talib, not because they were bad. Many of them are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. About an hour ago, you read Dua Kumail, Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai. This man was killed by Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Why? Because he was a loyal servant and disciple of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And he's buried in Kufa, not far from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He killed another person by the name of Maytham al-Tammar, who was also buried in Kufa. He killed Abu Dhar al-Ghifari. Abu Dhar was the sweetheart of the Prophet. The Prophet loved him. He loved this man, Abu Dhar. The Prophet said to him, Ya Abu Dhar, I have not seen in my life a truthful person like you. ما أقلت الخضراء ولا أضلت الغبراء على ذي لهجة أصدق من أبي ذر. This earth could not carry, neither the sky covered a person so truthful and honest like this man Abu Dhar. This is the hadith, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. This man was murdered by Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Many others. One of them by the name of Hijr ibn Adi al-Kindi, another hero who was captured in Kufa. They were 12, him and his friends, and they were chained and handcuffed, and they were brought from Kufa to Damascus. When they reached Damascus, they told the Caliph Muawiyah in his palace that we captured them. The group that you are after them, we captured them. What was their crime? Their crime, the crime that they did, is that they refused to curse Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Muawiyah said, every Muslim has to publicly curse Ali. And the more important you are in your community, the bigger your declaration should be and more public. They come after you. You have to declare the cursing of Ali in public. This man said, how can I curse someone that the Quran praises him? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam praises him Do you want me to curse him? I'm not going to do that. So, عرضوا عليه البراءة من علي بن أبي طالب. They said, okay, if you don't want to curse, then disavow Ali. Say, I have nothing to do with Ali. He said, I'm not going to lie. Ali is my leader. Ali, ولي كل مؤمن ومؤمنة. The leader, the guardian of every male and female believer. I'm not going to lie. So they captured him. They took him to Damascus. Muawiyah, when he knew that they reached the outskirts of Damascus, he said, don't even bring them to my palace. Murder them there. There. In Marj Adra, an area outside Damascus. 12 people were murdered. And they beheaded them. They separated their heads from their bodies. Muawiyah, until the moment of his death, he used to cry every single night. He could not sleep. He had nightmare. You know what he would say when he'd jump off his bed? He says, Layli ya hijr minka tawil. Layli ya hijr minka tawil. Oh hijr, I have long nights. Terrible nights. Terrible nightmares because of you. Many years after the death of hijr. This is the effect of the reproaching soul. An-nafsul lawwam. That goes after him. You think you run away from justice? You run away from the court? Here? You may do so, but you cannot run away from this court. You cannot run away from God's justice. God says that you have a device inside you. The device itself is going to chase you. And this is exactly what happened to the murderers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. All of them, with no exception. None of them survived. None of them had a natural death. None of them. They were killed. Within a few years, not many years, within a few years, Yazid himself was killed by his monkey. You know the story of Yazid's death? Allah said, Yazid is not worth it that a human being would kill him. No, he's not qualified for that. I would let a monkey kills him, bites him, and kills him in his palace, on his seat, the seat of the Khilafah. So he was killed. He had a pet, a monkey, and he named it. He named this monkey Abu Qais, so he would play with him. Imagine why he plays with a monkey, because Yazid does not have a human spirit. Yazid does not possess human spirit. He has animal. Even animals are better than him. Believe me. I believe even monkeys are better than him. So he was killed by his own pet. His pet attacked him 3 years after the day of Ashura. 3 years. He could not survive. He was 38 years old when he died. Ila Jahannam. And then other military commanders. In every military victory, countries, societies, they have a military parade. The soldiers, they come back from the battlefield and they have a military parade to celebrate, to thank those soldiers. But the murderers of Imam Hussein could not have a military parade. They had disgrace, nothing but disgrace. Their families turned against them. Do you know? Do you know that Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, the governor of Kufa, who was appointed by Yazid himself, and Yazid gave him the order to murder Hussein, and he gave the order to Umar ibn Sa'd in Karbala, because he was the governor of Kufa. Ibn Ziyad, his mother said to him, you are not my son anymore. She disavowed him, dissociated herself from him. She said to him, Ubaidullah, I am too embarrassed to be called your mother. I don't want to be your mother anymore. You are not my son. Go away. His brother, he had a brother also, he said to him, you are not part of me. You are not part of me. I am ashamed to be called your brother. From now on, you are not my brother. After he murdered Imam Hussein. Their families rejected them. Their own families rejected them. Khiwalla. In Farsi they say, Khawalli. In Arabic, Khiwalla. Ibn Yazid al-Asbah. The one who carried the severed head of Imam Hussein all the way from Karbala to Kufa. He arrived late in the evening. Umar ibn Sa'd said to him, Khiwalla, take this head and rush because the army is slow in moving. Umar ibn Sa'd said, I want the head of Imam Hussein reaches Ibn Ziyad in Kufa, the governor, tonight. On the day of Ashura, not tomorrow, because the caravan moved like today, on the 11th. The caravan of Imam Hussein, his lady Zainab and the children, they took them on the 11th. Umar ibn Sa'd said, no, I want to break the good news to Ibn Ziyad, that mission accomplished, I killed Hussein. So take his head, ride your horse, rush to Kufa. The distance is about 85 kilometers. So he was riding his horse non-stop with no rest. By the time he reached Kufa, it was sunset. Usually they shut the gate at sunset. He came to the palace, Qasr al-Imara, where Ibn Ziyad resided. They didn't open the door for him. He said, I have something important. They said, go away. I'm late. So he went home. He knocked at the door. His wife, having seen him for some time, she said to him, Khiwalla, what's up? What are you carrying? He said, I am carrying a huge gift for you. We're going to be rich. She said, what is it? He said, Ra'sul Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. She said, you carry the head of Hussein, the son of Fatima? Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you, Khiwalla. Wallahi la jama'at ra'si wa ra'saka wisadatun ba'da al-yum. By God, I'm not going to be your partner or your wife after tonight. You are not my husband. Shame on you. People bring their wives, their families, gifts. They bring them good gifts. You are proud that you are carrying the head of Hussein with you? Are you a human being? I don't want to be your wife anymore. She left him. She left the house. She said the house and whatever inside the house yours. I don't want this disgrace. She left him. Imagine, he was so happy that he's going to get a gift. He was rejected by his wife. The entire army was demoralized. The entire army. The entire army was spiritless. They lost their morale. They were destroyed. None of them was happy. None of them carried when they went back home, whether to Kufa or Sham or other places. None of them carried a spirit of victory. They were all disgraced. Many of them, they were sick and depressed. They never enjoyed happiness. They never enjoyed peace with their families. Many of them, if you read the history, many of them, they were seen running in the streets, insane. They lost their mind. They became majnoon. They started running in the streets after the day of Ashura. Why? Because there is justice. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. Be careful. Allah says if a normal person, ordinary person in the community gets wronged, I would never forgive the wrongdoer. I would never forgive the abuser. Imagine one person, let alone Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, I would not forgive them. So, the entire army was destroyed. Even Umar ibn Sa'd. Umar ibn Sa'd, he comes from a military family. His father is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was a decorated military commander in Islam. He was respected. But sometimes the son goes into the wrong direction. Allah says, sometimes the father, the mother are good, but the kids would not be good. Sometimes it's the opposite. The parents are not religious, not committed, but the children become committed and good. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. God says it all depends on your work, on your commitment. Don't take anything for granted. Don't say my father is religious, my mother is religious, I come from a religious family, definitely I am going to be religious. Don't say this. Don't take anything for granted. Allah says, I hold you by you, what you do, not what your parents do, by you. So this man, Umar ibn Sa'd, unfortunately, did not follow his father's tradition. And because Ibn Ziyad in Kufa, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, the governor of Kufa, when he sent him, when he dispatched him, he said to him, listen, go to Kufa, kill Hussein. When you come back, you're going to be appointed the governor of Tehran. Tehran at that time was not Tehran, was Ray. And it was a big capital, important capital, very rich. Everybody loved to be the governor of Ray and Tehran. So he said to him, listen, promise me you kill Hussein, immediately I'm going to appoint you the governor of Ray. He said, of course, I will do that. And Imam Hussein, on the eve of Ashura, he has private meeting with Umar ibn Sa'd. Imam Hussein tells him, Ya Umar, you know me very well. You know me very well. You know my father, you know my mother, you know what the Prophet said about me. You know everything about me. Okay? Don't make your hand dirty with my murder. Don't. He said, Ya Aba Abdullah, if I don't go ahead with my mission, they're going to destroy my house. Imam Hussein said, because they destroy your house, you want to kill me and my family and my children? Is this how you justify? I will give you another house, don't worry. He said, no, but they're going to take away from me all my properties. Imam said to him, I will replace it for you, don't worry. So he kept bringing excuses, one after the other. Why? Because the virus of dunya and the love for this dunya, very dangerous virus, the attachment to the dunya blinds him. He becomes blind. He cannot hear, he cannot see. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They don't think, they don't see, they don't hear, they don't listen. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. Indeed, those are like cattle, animals. Even worse. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Even worse. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. So he was blinded by the love and obsession with Ray, to be the governor of Ray. Imam Hussein said to him, okay, Umar, you don't listen to me. But by God, you are not going to enjoy this, I'm telling you. And you will see it very soon. Ibn Ziyad is not going to appoint you the governor of Ray. You will see this. He started making fun of Hussein. Imagine. This is only a few hours before the day of Ashura. This is the eve of Ashura. The eve. Few hours before the battle started. Imagine what happened to this man, Umar ibn Sa'd. Umar ibn Sa'd, when mission accomplished, he murdered Hussein. He went to Ibn Ziyad on such a day, the 11th. They arrived on the 11th of Muharram. So on the 12th, tomorrow morning, they went to his palace to get the prize. He stood before him, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I need my prize. I was true to my promise, I murdered Hussein. You know what Ibn Ziyad said to him? Ibn Ziyad said to him, Umar, you can fool yourself, but you cannot fool me. He said, why? What happened? He said, I had people who spied on you on the eve of Ashura. They were spying on you and they reported back to me. They said that you were hesitant about murdering Hussein. And they heard you reciting this poetry in your tent. He was reciting this poetry. فَوَاللَّهْ مَا أَدْرِي وَإِنِّي لَحَائِرٌ أُفَكِّرُ فِي أَمْرِي عَلَى خَطَرَيْنِ I'm hesitant. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. I'm confused. I have two options. أَأَتْرُكُ مُلْكَ الرَّيْ Should I give up the governorship of Ray? Forget about it. أَأَتْرُكُ مُلْكَ الرَّيْ وَالرَّيُّ مُنْيَتِي I'm obsessed with it. I can't. وَالرَّيُّ مُنْيَتِي It's my dream. أَمَرْجِعُ مَأْثُومًا بِقَتْلِ حُسَيْنِي Or I go back disgraced and defeated with the murder of Hussein. Hussein ibn Ammi, Hussein is related to me, which is true. Imam Hussein was related to Umar ibn Sa'd, my friends. Do you know that? Through blood, through family relationship. He was the relative of Imam Hussein. Hussein ibn Ammi, wal hawadithu jammatun la'amri wali firray qurratu ayn. I know Hussein is my relative. I know he's the grandson of the Prophet. I know all these things. But I cannot give up on Ray. I can't. I'm attached to it. Today, some people are running for a president. And they do some bad things. They say some bad things. And they tell them, you are not qualified. You should give up. He says, no, this is my dream. I would never give up on this. We have these examples today, not just Umar ibn Sa'd. We have them in every country, in every society. So Ibn Ziyad said to him, listen, I had people standing outside your tent. They listened to your poetry. They reported back to me. You do not deserve Ray. Can you imagine? After he murdered Hussein, Ibn Ziyad said to him, shame on you. You did not have self-confidence. You are hesitant, you are confused. Therefore, I'm not going to send you to Ray. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ He lost this life and definitely he lost the hereafter. These are lessons for us. لَا أُقْسِمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ الْلَوَّامَةِ Be careful. We have to be careful. The entire army was defeated not only physically, they were disgraced. Their families, they shunned them off. They said, you are not part of us. Their wives, their daughters, their sons, even their sons, they used to come and say, I don't want to be called I am the son of Fulan because he's the murderer of Imam Hussein. This is an eternal disgrace. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Allah is there. And this life is choice, a choice. Allah gave them the choice. They had the freedom. They had the freedom. They had the reason, the aql. But Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, "An-nasu abidu dunya." Most of the people are enslaved. Abid, barde. Abid, it means slaves, are enslaved to the temptations of this life. وَالدِّينُ لَعْقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ And religion, they are not truly religious. They are politically religious. When religion works for them, they are religious. If religion becomes difficult for them, they are not religious. If they have the choice between dunya and akhirah, they choose what? They choose the dunya. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. And after the day of Ashura, revolutions, they started to erupt in every corner, in every corner. Banu Umayyah did not have a good time. They did not have easy time. They wrapped nothing but disgrace. In every corner, in every city, take Iraq, in Basra, in Mada'in, in Kufa, in northern Iraq, in Syria itself, in Africa, in other places, in Bilad Faris, in other places, there were, in Yemen, revolts against Bani Umayyah, one after the other. This year, year 61, Yazid murdered Hussein. Year 62, the entire city of Medina, Medina to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They revolted against him, and he sent his army to crush them. The following year after that, year 63 Hijri, Mecca erupted against him, and he sent another army to crush them, and they destroyed the Kaaba. In the process of crushing his opponents, he destroyed the Kaaba. Year 61, he murdered the family of the Prophet. 62, he destroyed Medina. 63, he destroyed Mecca. He left nothing for the Muslims. And then there was the revolution of Tawabin, Tawratul Tawabin. Then there was Malik Ibn Ibrahim, the son of Malik al-Ashtar, another revolution. And many others, they erupted in every corner. As a result of that, this empire of Bani Umayyah, which was supposed to last for many decades, collapsed, did not survive. This empire did not survive, did not take a long time for this empire to be destroyed. And the main reason for its collapse was the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You know, revolutionaries, when they carried the banner of revolution, their shi'ar, their slogan was, Ya Litharat al-Hussein, Ya Litharat al-Hussein. We have to stand with Hussein. We have to bring justice to the family of Hussein. We will take revenge for the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As a result of that, they could not control the country. They made a mistake. They themselves, they acknowledge and they confess that the murder of Imam Hussein was a mistake. Now this is in the past. Nowadays, the Wahhabis always propagated that Hussein was wrong. Hussein in his Qiyam, in his revolution, standing up against Bani Umayyah, he was wrong. He should have stayed at home. They say this in public, in their debates, in their speeches. They say this. They consider the day of Ashura, day of happiness, not the day of sadness. Even this year, 2 days ago, one of their so-called scholars, Wa'ad al-Salatin, he announced that the day of Ashura is a day of celebration and day of happiness and day of a smile, day of victory. We should not cry. And Hussein was not murdered in Ashura. Allahu Akbar. He was not murdered in Ashura, Hussein. This is the fabrication of the Rafidis, the Shias. They make up these stories. See the blindness? See, when someone is immersed, he fills his stomach with haram, 50 years of devouring people's right, he gets his salary from a corrupt government, how he twists the truth. He says, the day of Ashura is a day of celebration. We have to be happy. Hussein was not killed during Ashura. The other one says, even if Hussein was killed, he deserves death. He should have listened to Yazid. Yazid was Amir al-Mu'mineen. Yazid was a nice guy, nice leader. He writes in his book. He's still living until now. He's 90 years old. He wrote a book. The book, in his book, he says, Yazid was Khalifatun Adil, just ruler. He was wise. Yes, my friends, don't be shocked, don't be surprised. From day one of this universe, people were divided into two groups. One stood with the truth, the other side, they chose, not God chose for them, they chose to stand with falsehood. From day one, from the day Qabil murdered Habil, this life splits into two camps. The camp of truth and justice versus the camp of falsehood and wrongdoing, zulm. And both camps has followers, believe me. They have followers until the day of judgment. And they struggle among themselves. And we have the choice. Do we want to join the camp of the truth? The road is paved for us. We want to join the other camp. Again, Allah says, we give you the choice, the freedom. We are not going to force you. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Man, human, can follow either path. It's up to you. But then there are consequences. You have to know there are consequences. So the day you celebrate, the day of Ashura, you know the Mufti of Saudi Arabia, five years ago, he celebrated the wedding of his son Omar on the day of Ashura in Riyadh. The year has 365 days. He left all these 364 days and he chose the day of Ashura to celebrate the wedding of his son Omar in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. He's the Mufti, he's the top scholar in the Wahhabi establishment. I just want to see how he's going to face Rasulullah on the Day of Judgment. How he's going to face Fatima al-Zahra. What answer he's going to give them. What answer? I just want to see that scene. And witness that scene. With what face he's going to stand before the Prophet. Because we need to see the Prophet. The Prophet is standing on the pond of Kawthar. With Amir al-Mu'mineen next to him. All the people are going to be thirsty. There is no drinking water like that. On the Day of Judgment, the only water, drinking water available has to be by the order of the Prophet with the hand of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. How are they going to face the Prophet? Celebrating the day that shook the throne of Arshullah Ta'ala was shocked. The day of Ashura, the angels are still mourning Hussein in heaven on the day of Ashura. The jinn, the ins, the entire mankind, they were saddened and shocked by the tragedy of Hussein. You find people in Saudi Arabia, near Mecca and Medina. Of course, the descendants of Bani Umayyah. Those are the descendants of Bani Umayyah. My friends, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam came to bury his father Hussein. When Ahlul Bayt were murdered, Umar ibn Sa'd, he buried their dead ones, all of them. He buried them before he left Karbala, but he left the bodies, decapitated bodies of Imam Hussein and his family and his companions on the sand dune of Karbala without burial for three days, my friends. They were left with no burial. On the third day, women of the tribe called Bani Asad, who lived near Karbala. They used to come to get the water from the Euphrates. They came to get the water. All of a sudden, they found a body, tall man. His body was cut into pieces. The body of Al-Abbas alayhi salam. They rushed back to their village, calling on their men, on their husbands. They said to them, listen, where are you? Come and see what's happened. Come with us and see. The men did not want to go. The wives, they said to their husbands, if you don't come and if you don't bury them, we are not your wives anymore. You are not going to see us. So they forced them to come. They came from their village to the bank of the Euphrates, Shati' al-Furat. They saw the body of Al-Abbas on the other side. The other bodies of the young ones, the old ones, scattered on the desert. In the desert, they, while they were standing, not knowing what to do, a man came from far away. They noticed someone is coming. They were afraid first, but when he approached them, he greeted them. He said to them, Ya Bani Asad, what are you doing here? They said, listen, if you don't work for Ibn Ziyad, if you don't work for the government, if you are not a spy, we're going to tell you the truth. He said, no, I don't work. Tell me exactly why you are here. They said, we came to bury these bodies here, are left without burial. He said to them, he thanked them. They realized that this is Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin. So he dismounted his horse, coming back from Kufa, and he said, I want you to help me to bring me a piece of straw. Ituni biqat'atin min al-hasir, ya Bani Asad. Piece of straw. They brought it. He could not carry because the body of Imam Hussein was cut into pieces. He put it on this straw, and then they wanted to help him. He said, Kalla, kalla, inna ma'i man yu'inuni. No, I can carry it because I have those who are, the angels who are able to carry this with us. He approached his father's body. He said, Abatah, abatah, tuba li ardhin tadammanat jasadak. How lucky is this land that is going to contain your body, ya Imam Hussein? Abatah amma huzni fasarmat. La yabrahu al-huznu minni hatta yakhtar Allah li daraka allati anta fiha muqim. Oh my father, my sadness for your departure is eternal, is endless. I cannot give up this sadness until I join you one day in where God has chosen for you. Then he carried the body of Imam Hussein. They dug a hole for him, a grave, and he carried the body of Imam Hussein. He puts it in the grave. He says after that, when he was standing, Abata'ah amma dunya faba'daka mudhlima. Oh my father, after your departure, the whole life is dark, indulge in darkness. Amma ad-dunya fab'adaka mudlima wa amma al-akhirah fa binuri wajhika mushriqa. But the hereafter is enlightened with the beauty of your face. You are with your grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with your father, with your mother. And then after that, they dug another grave for his son Ali al-Akbar. He buried, after burying the father, he buried the son Ali al-Akbar. Then another big hole grave for the rest of the Ashab, the companions of Imam Hussein. They helped him in burying them one after the other And then while he was standing next to Hussein, he heard a voice coming from his father, Bunayya Ali, wassid radhi'i ila jambi. Oh Ali, before you leave this place, I want you to bury Ali ibn al-Asghar. This baby, little baby, don't forget to bury him next to me. Bunayya Ali, wassid radhi'i ila jambi. He puts the baby next to its father, and then he puts the dirt, he covers the grave, and with his finger he writes on the grave, هذا قبر الحسين ابن علي ابن أبي طالب الذي قتلوه عطشانا. This is the grave of the shaheed, the martyr, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was martyred, who was killed while he was thirsty. After that, he said, search and see, is there any other body? They said, yes, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, there is one at the bank of the Euphrates, that one too. Imam Zainul Abidin cried, Wa Amma Wa Abbas. Again, they carried the body of Abbas alayhi salam, and he buried it in the location where he was martyred. أفاطم لو خلت الحسين مجدلا وقد مات عطشانا بشط فراتي إذا للطمت الخد فاطم عنده وأجريت دمع العين في الوجنات أفاطم قومي يا ابنة الخير واندبي نجوم سماوات بأرض فلاتي قبور بكوفان وأخرى بطيبة وأخرى بفخنا لها صلواتي نسألك اللهم وندعوك باسمك العظيم الأعظم الأعز الأجل الأكرم يا الله